tap into the strengths of both.
Yelich, deep to right. He'll watch it fly out of here. It's an onslaught here in the third. Birdie hits the slide as Yelich pops number 19 of the season. And it's 6-1 Milwaukee.
Christian Yelich's first half has been amazing. Highlight courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. There, the highlight of Christian Yelich going yard. Joining us now on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, he is David Sampson. Nothing personal with David Sampson. Follow him on Twitter, David P. Sampson as well, former president of the Marlins. Thanks so much for coming on. Appreciate it. How are you doing today?
Oh, my pleasure. I'm doing great. It's All-Star Tuesday. What could be wrong?
Nothing could be wrong. And let's just jump into All-Star Tuesday because I feel like, rightly or wrongly, I feel like kind of our guy has been under attack here in Jacob Mizorowski, who five starts, ends up in the All-Star game. Everybody loses their mind. I'm on the air yelling and screaming yesterday to start the show. And my point in all this was, look, man, with all due respect to everybody that feels like they got screwed out of an opportunity and so forth, and I think there's like dang near 20 guys that turned down Major League Baseball, but for all of those people, this isn't an entertainment business at some point. And the one thing that Major League Baseball probably hasn't done a great job of is promoting your young guys. And really, outside of Ohtani, and maybe you say Skeens, Mizorowski is one of the more must-see things at this point. If you're in Idaho or South Dakota or wherever, probably got a better chance of somebody tuning in to watch Mizorowski pitch than you do a Suarez or somebody like that. To me, it was a brilliant decision by Major League Baseball, regardless of if he plays for the Brewers or not. What's your thought?
Well, Skeens plays for the Pirates, so
correct.
Let's start there. But yep. I'll just say this. The people complaining about Mizorowski are the same people saying baseball doesn't do enough to market itself. Baseball is not trying to let anyone know any players other than the Dodgers yep. or the Yankees. It's just not true. They're looking for stories. I think, and I said it on this morning, it's nothing personal. I think Mizorowski is going to blow 103 tonight. He's going to come out and he is going to throw gas. It's going to be the story of the game. First, he'll start with Skeens against Judge. You've got Skubal against Ohtani. And then you will have Mizorowski against somebody. And believe me, they will make it. It's already all planned out. They will make it so he is facing someone where it's going to be must-see TV. I can't wait.
So, apparently, they already have the inning he's coming in. Kurt Hoag, who covers the Brewers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, said he's pitching the seventh inning tonight. Which, again, made for baseball. At least they got this right. Right? Tease this all night long and keep people watching the All-Star game.
So it's funny because people didn't believe me, and now I love that you've said this. The pitching plan's already done and has been yep. discussed with each of the teams. Every pitcher knows exactly what inning he's going to pitch in, and the pitcher knows if he's not pitching at all and he's being saved for extra innings. So everybody knows, and that's great. They're giving him the seventh inning. I think that makes sense. The question is, who will he face?
Right.
In theory, that means he won't face any of the starters in the American League, because they'll pull them, which leads me to my thought, why couldn't we let players come back in? Wouldn't it be great to have yeah. Judge pinch hit for and then come back in to face Mizorowski in the seventh inning?
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That sounds fun. David Sampson, nothing personal, David Sampson. Follow him on Twitter. And David P. Sampson joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the fancy Sparky Fiverr with you. All right, let's talk a little bit about this Brewers team. Most wins in a first half prior to the All-Star break in Brewers history. This Brewers team has been in the postseason 7 of the last 8 years, but they haven't been really out of the first round all that much since the NLCS in 2018. As it sits now, you have Peralta, Woodruff, and Mizorowski at the front of this rotation that would be dangerous, I think, for anybody playing the Brewers in the playoffs. Do you think they have enough as we sit right now to finally bust out of that first round?
I don't. I think what I'd like to see Matt Arnold do, and he's on his way to Executive of the Year, but I'm looking for like a CC Sabathia trade. I'm looking to bring in somebody to add at the top of the rotation. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm in for Peralta, but boy, would it be great to have him game 2 instead of game 1.
Sure.
If you can find a way, if you're Antanasio and you're thinking that this team has performed in a way that it's capturing Milwaukee, It's capturing baseball. They're one of the best records in all of baseball. They're good. And I'm not going to say the Dodgers are not beatable because they are beatable. There is no surefire World Series winner this year. There never is. You've got to get into October. And the best way to get through October is to have tremendous depth at starting pitching. Now, you can win a series without it. The Dodgers won the World Series last year in the World Series. I can't even name who started for them because all their pitchers were hurt. But at the end of the day, you want depth in starting pitching. And I think that Matt Arnold may try to get that.
It's funny because if you asked anybody here, the thing that we've all wanted since the offseason that we still don't have is a power bat on the left side of the infield. After Willy Adames left, they moved Joey Ortiz to shortstop. He hasn't had a great year. They have Caleb Durbin at third, who they acquired, and he's had an okay year, I guess, but still nothing special. There's no power there. He's like my size. That's the one thing that I think Brewers fans want. They want another power bat for this lineup, but there's probably just not enough power bats available. I mean, Suarez with the Diamondbacks is a guy that everybody has circled, but that's going to be a bidding war probably for him.
Yeah, if I'm going to overpay, I'm overpaying for pitching. That's number one. Number two, size doesn't matter. Jose Altuve is smaller than both of us. Well, he's actually my exact size, and boy, does he have power. And number three, something is going right with the Brewers because you say they don't have power. You're looking for a bat. But there's also a reason that Matt Arnold does what Matt Arnold does, and he's really good at doing what he does. And when you look at that Brewers team, I don't see a lack of power on the left side of the infield. I don't miss Adames at all. I look at the team I've built, and the key is if Yelly stays in the lineup all year long, which I expect him to, he is the anchor. He is the emotional heart and the physical talented soul of that team. If you get them help by July 31st, which I think the Brewers have earned, that clubhouse has earned help at the deadline. You could see them pass the Cubs and win that division, and God, would that be sweet.
If you're the Cubs, what do you want?
I want Yelly to be hurt. Boy, did I say that out loud? That we do root for that. We say we don't, but we don't exactly cry tears when someone gets Tommy John in our division. But I shouldn't have said that out loud. No, do the Cubs want to listen? If you're the Cubs, you're looking at your team and you're saying, God, is it possible that PCA is this good? Because he's really unreal. Yeah. What are we going to do with Kyle Tucker? Are we in danger of losing Tucker?
How is that deal
not
done?
Is this a one and done?
How is that not done? How do you trade for a guy and don't have a plan to get that deal done already? Like, if he gets to free agency, we just had AJ Pierzynski on the other day. He thinks if he gets to free agency, it's over. Like, they're going to lose him.
But that doesn't mean anything. I love AJ, but he is in free agency. He's already talking to other teams. His agent's talking to other teams. He's not going to take a hometown discount. Right. Those things don't exist anymore just to stay in Chicago. And there are teams who trade for players who are one-year rentals. It's not entirely uncommon. There are people who make trades for half-year rentals, trading deadline rentals. It's just a matter of how you want to allocate your payroll. And Tucker is really, really good. But is he better than Vladimir Guerrero Jr.? Yeah. Is he going to get more than $500 million? God, how many $500 million players are there going to be? I don't know that Tucker's one of them. That said, of course the Cubs are going to try, but that doesn't change what they're trying to accomplish this year, which is try to ride these guys all the way to the pennant.
He is David Sampson. Nothing personal, David Sampson. Make sure to check that out each weekday morning. Follow him on Twitter at David P. Sampson as well. As he joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. Let's talk a little bit about what you were tweeting about earlier today that caught my attention. So get everybody up to date here, because there's not a lot of Tampa Bay Rays fans in Milwaukee, obviously. But the Tampa Bay Rays, because of what happened to the roof on their stadium, had to go play somewhere else. And they're playing at George Steinbrenner Field, which is essentially like a minor league ballpark at this point. And it appears that Major League Baseball has decided to let them have their playoff games there if they make the playoffs at that field. And you have big, big concerns and issues with this decision.
Well, I would say this, that they're playing at a spring training facility, and a postseason, you have extra cameras, you have extra VIP seating, you need good suites for sponsors, you need a lot of things for the commissioner himself. But what I was talking about is money. And there's something called the player pool, and that is all of the ticket revenue from postseason games after the first round. So LCS, World Series, you put it in a pot. The umpires get some, the players get some, baseball gets some, and the players end up with shares. And sometimes those shares can be $500,000. Our year, you know, three, it was like $350,000. And those shares go to the players. But we played the Yankees in the World Series. The Yankees, old Yankee Stadium, you had 50,000 plus. We were a pro player where the Dolphins play. We were at 65,000 plus. So there was a lot of money. There won't be as much money if the Rays are in the World Series because only 10,000 people will go. There's only so much you can price the tickets at. However, the reason MLB made this decision is that they just wanted to get that out of the way, meaning there's a lot going on in Tampa. The team is being sold. They're trying to get a ballpark. They're trying to get public financing. There's no way that they would announce, hey, we're leaving Tampa right when the going gets good in October. By the way, build me a stadium. It's just not going to happen. They'll go through some short-term financial pain for long-term financial pleasure.
David, tell everybody what they can find on Nothing Personal with David Sampson.
It's every day, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Nothing Personal with David Sampson YouTube channel. Check out davidsampsonpodcast.com. We've got merch. We've got episodes, all sorts of stuff going on. We do it every day, wherever you find your podcasts, on the DraftKings Network. It's, you know the drill. It's a grind every single day, and we love it.
And no doubt, and highly entertaining at that. Follow him on Twitter at David P. Sampson. I love having him on when he can come on with us. Appreciate it, man. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Hey, have a great day. Take care.